Welcome to the GCSE Physics Tutor Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in OCR GCSE Physics, wave properties. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier paper, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam with complete confidence. We're talking amplitude, wavelength, frequency, period, and the all-important wave equation. So get comfortable, grab a pen, and let's get started. Section 1. What are waves and why do they matter? Let's begin at the very beginning. A wave is a transfer of energy from one place to another. And here's the key thing that examiners love to test. Waves transfer energy, but they do not transfer matter. The particles in the medium, whether that's air, water, or a rope, they vibrate, but they don't actually travel along with the wave. Think about a Mexican wave in a football stadium. The wave travels around the stadium, but the fans don't move from their seats. That's exactly the same principle. Now, OCR expects you to know about two main types of waves. The first is a transverse wave. In a transverse wave, the particles vibrate at right angles, that means perpendicular, to the direction the wave is traveling. Light waves, water waves, and all electromagnetic waves are transverse. If you imagine shaking a rope up and down while it travels horizontally, that's a transverse wave. The second type is a longitudinal wave. In a longitudinal wave, the particles vibrate parallel to, that means in the same direction as the direction the wave travels. Sound waves are the classic example. In a longitudinal wave, you get regions called compressions, where the particles are pushed close together, and regions called rarefactions, where the particles are spread further apart. The wavelength of a longitudinal wave is measured from one compression to the next compression, or from one rarefaction to the next. Section 2. The four key properties. Let's really understand them. Now we're getting to the heart of the topic. There are four wave properties you absolutely must know: amplitude, wavelength, frequency, and period. Let me take each one in turn and make sure you really understand it, not just for recall, but so you can apply it in any question OCR throws at you. Property 1, amplitude. Amplitude is the maximum displacement of a particle from its equilibrium position. That phrase, from its equilibrium position, is crucial. The equilibrium position is the rest position, the undisturbed position of the medium before the wave passes through. Amplitude is measured from that central line up to the crest or from that central line down to the trough. It is not the distance from the crest to the trough. That's the most common mistake I see candidates make, and it costs them a mark every single time. If the wave goes 4 centimeters above the equilibrium and 4 centimeters below, the amplitude is 4 centimeters, not 8. Amplitude is related to the energy carried by the wave. A wave with a larger amplitude carries more energy. This is why a loud sound has a larger amplitude than a quiet sound, and why a bright light has a larger amplitude than a dim one. Property 2, wavelength. Wavelength, given the symbol lambda, that's the Greek letter that looks like an upside down Y, is the distance between two consecutive corresponding points on a wave. Corresponding points means points that are at the same position in their cycle and moving in the same direction. The most common way to measure it is from one crest to the next crest or from one trough to the next trough. For longitudinal waves, it's from one compression to the next compression. Wavelength is measured in meters. This is where unit conversions become critical, and we'll come back to this in the exam tips section. For now, just remember, wavelength is always in meters for your calculations. Property 3, frequency. Frequency is the number of complete waves passing a fixed point per second. It's measured in hertz, symbol hertz. 1 hertz means 1 complete wave per second. If 50 waves pass a point every second, the frequency is 50 hertz. If you're dealing with radio waves, you might see frequencies in kilohertz, kilohertz, or megahertz, emegahertz. 1 kilohertz is 1,000 hertz. 1 megahertz is 1,000,000 hertz. Always convert to plain hertz before you do any calculations. Frequency tells you how fast the wave is oscillating. A high-frequency wave has lots of waves packed closely together, short wavelength. A low-frequency wave has fewer, more spread-out waves, long wavelength. This inverse relationship between frequency and wavelength is built right into the wave equation, which we'll explore in a moment. Property 4, period. The period, given the symbol T, is the time taken for one complete wave to pass a fixed point, or equivalently, the time for one complete oscillation. Period is measured in seconds. The relationship between period and frequency is beautifully simple. T equals 1 divided by F. So if the frequency is 5 hertz, The period is 1/5 of a second, which is 0.2 seconds. If the period is 0.01 seconds, the frequency is 1 divided by 0.01, which gives 100 hertz. Here's a memory trick for period versus frequency. Think of frequency as how often and period as how long. How often does a wave pass? That's frequency. How long does one wave take? That's the period. Section 3, the wave equation, your most powerful tool. Now let's talk about the equation that ties everything together. V equals F lambda. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. This equation is given on the OCR formula sheet, but you should know it so well that you could write it in your sleep. Let's unpack what each symbol means. V is the wave speed measured in meters per second. F is the frequency measured in hertz. Lambda is the wavelength measured in meters. If any of your values are not in these standard units, you must convert them before substituting. Here's a worked example. A radio station broadcasts at a frequency of 98 megahertz. The speed of radio waves, which are electromagnetic waves, is 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second. Calculate the wavelength of these radio waves. Step 1, write the equation V equals F lambda. Step 2, convert units. 98 megahertz equals 98 times 10 to the power of 6 hertz, which is 98 million hertz. Step 3, rearrange for lambda. Lambda equals V divided by F. Step 4, substitute. Lambda equals 3 times 10 to the 8 divided by 98 times 10 to the 6. Step 5, calculate. Lambda equals approximately 3.06 meters. Notice how I wrote the equation first, then converted units, then rearranged, then substituted. OCR often awards a compensation mark for writing the correct equation, even if your arithmetic goes wrong. Never skip that step. Now let's try a period calculation. A sound wave has a frequency of 440 hertz. That's the musical note A. Calculate its period. T equals 1 divided by F. T equals 1 divided by 440. T equals 0.00227 seconds, or 2.27 times 10 to the minus 3 seconds. You could also write this as 2.27 milliseconds. Section 4, reading wave graphs, a critical skill. OCR loves to give you a wave graph and ask you to extract information from it. There are two types of graph you need to distinguish immediately. The first is a displacement distance graph. The x-axis shows distance in meters, and the y-axis shows displacement. From this graph, you can read off the wavelength. It's the horizontal distance for one complete cycle, and the amplitude, it's the vertical distance from the equilibrium line to the crest. The second is a displacement time graph. The x-axis shows time in seconds, and the y-axis shows displacement. From this graph, you can read off the period, it's the time for one complete cycle, and again, the amplitude. You cannot read the wavelength directly from a displacement time graph. This distinction is absolutely critical. The moment you see a wave graph in an exam question, check the x-axis label. Is it distance or time? That one check will tell you whether you're looking at wavelength or period. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam strategy. I'm going to give you the most common mistakes I see and exactly how to avoid them. Mistake number 1. Measuring amplitude as peak to trough. I've already mentioned this, but it's worth repeating because it's so common. Amplitude is from the equilibrium line to the peak, always. If you measure peak to trough and have it, you'll get the right answer, but it's much safer to just measure from the equilibrium line directly. Mistake number 2, forgetting to convert units. If a question gives you a wavelength in centimeters, you must divide by 100 to get meters before using V equals F lambda. If frequency is in kilohertz, multiply by 1,000. If time is in milliseconds, divide by 1,000. Unit errors are the single biggest source of lost marks in wave calculations. Make it a habit. Before you substitute any value, check its units. Mistake number 3, confusing period and frequency. Period is time. It's measured in seconds. Frequency is a rate. It's measured in hertz, which means per second. They are reciprocals of each other. If someone asks, what is the period of a wave with frequency 20 hertz? The answer is T equals 1 divided by 20, which is 0.05 seconds. Don't say 20 seconds. That's the most common wrong answer. Mistake number 4, not showing working in calculations. OCR is a method mark generous exam board. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn marks for writing the correct equation and showing correct substitution. Always show every step. Mistake number 5, confusing transverse and longitudinal. Remember, transverse means vibration is perpendicular to wave travel. Longitudinal means vibration is parallel to wave travel. Sound is longitudinal. Light and all electromagnetic waves are transverse. Water waves are transverse. Now for command word strategies. If a question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words, or a short phrase. If it says describe, say what happens using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must say how or why, use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says calculate, show all working, write the equation first and include units in your final answer. Section 6, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Let's test your knowledge. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the unit of frequency? The answer is hertz, symbol hertz. Question 2. How do you calculate the period from the frequency? The answer is T equals 1 divided by F. Question 3. What does the amplitude of a wave tell you about the energy it carries? The answer is a larger amplitude means the wave carries more energy. Question 4. A wave has a frequency of 2 kilohertz and a wavelength of 0.15 meters. What is its wave speed? First convert. 2 kilohertz equals 2,000 hertz. Then V equals F lambda equals 2,000 times 0.15 equals 300 meters per second. Question 5. What is the difference between a displacement distance graph and a displacement time graph? A displacement distance graph lets you read wavelength. A displacement time graph lets you read the period. Question 6. In which direction do particles vibrate in a longitudinal wave? Parallel to the direction of wave travel. How did you do? If you got all 6, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's bring everything together. The 4 key wave properties are amplitude, maximum displacement from equilibrium, measured in meters, wavelength, distance between 2 corresponding points, measured in meters, frequency, number of complete waves per second, measured in hertz, and period, time for 1 complete wave, measured in seconds. The 2 essential equations are V equals F lambda for wave speed and T equals 1 divided by F for period. Both are on the formula sheet, but knowing them fluently saves you precious time. Always check your x-axis on wave graphs. Always convert units before calculating. Always write the equation before substituting. And never measure amplitude as peak to trough. This topic connects to so many others in physics: electromagnetic spectrum, sound, seismic waves, and even quantum physics at A level. Getting wave properties absolutely solid now will pay dividends throughout your entire physics course. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. You've got this. See you in the next episode.